I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us today, Scott. Appreciate you.
Yes.
We'll have Scott's breakdown, of course, of what the Utes are going to be doing against against Arizona State this weekend. You know, I'm concerned about this game for Arizona State because it's in October. Usually they're going to roll the Utes November-ish.
I'm not worried about
this game. Oh, really?
No.
Oh, this
whoa.
Scott turns into a USC fan, Mitch, whenever we start talking about Utah and their future.
To.
He starts going,
it's like whenever I want to.
Oh, are you playing Boise State this weekend, BYU? Oh, I didn't even know. I didn't read the papers.
Well, they have that blue turf.
Not down in Provo. BYU Insider, host of Cougar Sports Saturday. You can read his byline at KSLSports.com. Mitch is an awesome follow on Twitter as well. So Mitch Harper joins us here on the program. And you guys have a lot going on tomorrow on Cougar Sports Saturday. We'll get into some of the guests you're going to have on tomorrow. By the way, congratulations. I honestly want to know how long it's been since you guys have had a Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's been in studio here at Broadcast House. It's been since August, the 2 days after the Utah game. So it's been about 7 weeks since we've been in studio.
There's never been a break like this ever.
What's the point of having the show? I mean, if you can't
that's
ever
what
have
I'm
it.
Saying, because listen, I begged for times like that when I was hosting the show, and it was always like 7 p.m. kickoff, 8:15 p.m. kickoff. But you had all these morning games in the general conference, and
it worked out great.
Mitch is like hanging out with his family on the weekends. I see you guys in slow motion. I see all the Instagram posts. You guys at carnivals and stuff. I get it.
Just wait.
So 8:15 kickoff on Saturday. It's going to be the late game. It's going to be cold at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Just from a pure breakdown of this football game, you said in the last segment, BYU is, not going in a favorite, obviously. This is a 6-0 Boise State team. Are they the number 14 team in the country, though?
No way. I don't think they're the number 14 team at all. If they were truly a top 15 team, I think this would be a two-touchdown, line. I think Boise State is a good football team, but I don't think they're great. I mean, do you even think they're close to Utah in the rankings? I mean, would anyone say they're on par with Utah? I don't think so.
No.
But I think Boise's solid, though. They got a great program, and that's what BYU wants to one day have. And even Kalani talked about that earlier in the week, is that he wants to have a program that's consistent like a Boise State, and that is what you admire about the Broncos. You know they're not going to beat themselves, whereas BYU, they're not a disciplined football team, and that's going to make it a tough battle for BYU to try and spring the upset.
Quarterback-wise, for BYU, it's up in the air, like we said, about between Jaren Hall and Baylor Romney. Brian Harsin also has a quarterback situation up there at Boise State. And what are they dealing with their quarterback problems that they've had, I guess, this year? Because they've had to go to the backup as well.
Yeah, Hank Bachmeier, the true freshman, he's, similar situation day to day. Brian Harsin holding it close to the vest. He talked to the local media recently and said, not going to comment on injuries and whatnot. But it feels like coming out of Boise, you look at hear from their insiders up there in Boise. It sounds like there's some optimism that Bachmeier could play potentially this Saturday against BYU. I think, you know, Kalani Sitake even noted that they're preparing to play against Bachmeier. So I think that's something that's going to be interesting. I wouldn't rule him out completely, and he's been a heck of a quarterback. And it's interesting with him, too. He probably isn't there if BYU's quarterback Zach Wilson ended up going to Boise State. So that's right. Kind of a fun storyline there. But, you know, I think Boise State's got a solid offense, and their ground game's good. I mean, this George Halani kid, who was a recruit that BYU pursued, he ended up going to Boise State, and I got to think he's licking his chops at the chance of running on this BYU defense that can't stop anyone.
How do you, if you're BYU, right the ship from the last couple of weeks, how do you beat Boise State? If they're not that 14th ranked team, all of those things, they are suspect. Where are they suspect? How do you beat them?
I think BYU's got to get at least three turnovers. I think they got to get at least three takeaways and not cough up the football. It goes back to what BYU experienced in that first, you know, 4 weeks or so against Power 5 teams, where I think the margin for error for BYU has to be perfect. It's got to be kind of the model of the USC game, where you're getting at least three takeaways and you're not giving up the football. BYU has to do that at a minimum, I think, to win this football game. And in getting Dion Gawoluku back helps. And I think, you know, BYU's linebackers have been really good. Chaz Ayu is emerging as that next great playmaking linebacker for BYU in the same breath as a Fred Warner and a Kyle Vanoy and a Sione Takitaki. He's making big plays week after week. So there's guys in that defense that can make the big plays, and you just hope that offense doesn't cough up the football, whoever that quarterback ends up being.
So Florida State was that big win, of course, at the front end of the schedule for the Broncos. I mean, it was comeback.
That's what propelled them. I mean, that,
right, it was a comeback victory, but we know that Florida State is dog meat. I mean, they're no good. Then the wins go like this for Boise State: Marshall, Portland State, Air Force, UNLV, Hawaii. So this is why there's that idea of
kind of inflated wins.
For sure.
Yep.
But they're wins nonetheless, right? I mean, you go 6-0, you can't fake the fact that you know how to get through a game. There's resiliency.
Yeah, you can beat bad teams.
You can beat bad teams, and BYU might be one of them right now. And that's the thing is it where
it's a funny thing though, because when you're a team like that wins like that, and all of a sudden you're in a tight game, it's actually harder to win because you're not used to that. You're not used to kind of fighting, scrapping, figuring out ways to win games, and I don't want to call it a front runner kind of mentality, but it really is. It's hard. It's even though, like you said, you get used to winning, it's still when you get in those tight games, it's hard. It's hard because there's just that pressure that comes with a close game that you're not used to dealing with.
What's the running back situation? Last week, I think all of us in South Florida were watching this and going, okay, Emmanuel Supka gets some carries. Lopini Gatto is getting some carries. They're both pretty effective when they're getting the football. And then they would take him out for long stretches. And even at the end of it, in the press conference, Lopini Gatto said, yeah, I don't know why I wasn't in at the end of the game.
Yeah, that was one of the more confusing things a week ago, because he was having, I thought, a breakthrough for him personally.
It was eight yards a carry,
and
man.
And then he gets pulled for Sione Finau, who really hadn't played at all throughout the entire season.
And I think, did decent because it's a garbage team there.
Exactly. I think Lopini Gatto is probably going to be your starter for BYU this week. That's just kind of the read I get on the situation. I think Asupka is going to be part of that mix. I think BYU's got to utilize him in a better role. I think they're misusing Asupka at the moment.
But last week, isn't it Jaron Hall who's the leading rusher?
Yeah, that's right.
And so he's a
and
guy.
It wasn't even, they weren't broken plays. This is what bothered me. They were design runs, and it was every second and third down that they could get him. It was so annoying to watch because it wasn't real play calls in my mind. It just,
and he's a guy that has, he's coming off a concussion. Mm-hmm. Is that what they want to continue to do if he's in there? I mean, I would think you would not want to do that.
I think you got to avoid that. I mean, and Baylor Romney can bring that element. They're confident in his running abilities, and he showed well in two drives last week.
They're confident in Baylor Romney's running abilities?
Yeah, he's a dual threat guy. I mean, Aaron Roderick told me, and it's on Cougar Tracks podcast that you can get on KSLSports.com.
Well, shameless plug. Go ahead.
He said that the offense hasn't changed with Baylor Romney. That's why he got the nod over Joe Critchlow this past week as far as the third string quarterback.
Some quick numbers.
It's the dual threat quarterback that's the guy.
Plug and play.
Plays.
That's what A-Rod loves. Huh?
Which is why you wonder guys get hurt. Just saying.
Well, ironically, on the play he got hurt, it was just because the offensive line was garbage last week for BYU. It was on a He was not on a sack. Well, maybe it was on a sack. It was on a sack. It was either it was quarterback pressure either way. It wasn't on one of the design runs. The design runs is when he was the safest,
according to
actually.
McCann, you know, the offensive line is the whole reason why everything is as bad as it is at BYU.
It's actually a pretty good argument.
Very valid.
When you look at the numbers where they're at. Now, there are a lot of other position groups that need help. Mitch, what do you have going on tomorrow? Cougar Sports Saturday starts up at noon. Regular start, full three-hour show.
Huge show. Austin Lee, BYU safety, going to be on. Former NFL quarterback, Washington State Cougar. Ryan Leaf, he's on the call, TV call, for the BYU-Boise State game. He's going to be on. And then also Bob Beeler, voice of the Boise State Broncos.
Could you imagine Mike Leach and Ryan Leaf?
Remember when we had our interview with Mike Leach? Oh, yeah. He goes, I just talked with Ryan Leaf. Look at you. Those are two biggest quarterbacks I've ever seen. That's my best.
That's pretty good.
Best Mike Leach I could do there for you.
That's the best you got? That's terrible.
I thought it was good.
That stinks. Doesn't even sound like it.
Do a little better, Curie.
Say something next funny. Week. You know? All right. On wood if you're with me.
Mitch, thanks for hanging out with us. And Cougar Sports Saturday tomorrow, of course. Cougar Tracks, you can download the podcast as well. KSLSports.com. Always love having you on the program, man.
Always happy to do it.
Taking the break. We'll come back. You'll hear the voice of the Utes now. Bill Riley next on the program, breaking down the Utes and the Sun Devils tomorrow at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Stay with us.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at KSLPodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.